This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Smashing against my window pane and everywhere else in my home. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you've never been here before, thanks for checking us out. Yeah, flash flood watch in my neck of the woods. Multiple road closures. High water started washing in through the garage. And I know many of you, and that's why I started with this, many of you are relating to a similar thing because you're dealing with flash floods. And it's a weird thing. All of a sudden, as much as you know it's coming, right? All of a sudden, it's upon you. And in my neighborhood, we got 6 inches in a couple of hours. So no doubt we were the poster children for, yeah, this is a flash flood. Don't go out. But some people always try to go out. And the next thing you know, there's a neighborhood phone tree going on about, can you help the guy across the street who's now in the car, who's going down toward the creek? And yeah, it's crazy. It's a mess. So I know Mother Nature certainly was wreaking havoc with many of you. There were tornadoes, there was hail and rain and a lot of different places across the U.S. There's wildfire that also is being dealt with, and we know what that's like, too, in Los Angeles. They had mandatory evacuations near Topanga Canyon because the Palisades fire was so, so bad. About 1,000 people had to be evacuated from their homes on Sunday morning because of that fire. So they identify two zones. I've been out with enough firemen and have covered enough of this when I was a television anchor. You know, luckily they have water drops. So those helicopters dropping water, but it's never, never enough. And this thing really, really spread. So they had additional areas and homes where they had to say, knock, knock, get out. Right? You know, 300 firefighters fighting the fire. And it's terrible. This area is so steep and rugged. That's not just so easy with these hoses and everything else and these tactical zones and how they lay them out to all of a sudden just go through this thick area that's dried out and be able to just completely nail it. That's why the overhead drops are so, so, so important. I'd always say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. It probably wasn't Mother Nature maybe that you were kvetching about for some of you. It might have been gas prices. Did you fill up in the Northeast? Could you find a gas station where you could fill up because of the Colonial Pipeline, which is fully back online as of Saturday? I mean, just blowing and going from Houston all the way up to New Jersey. There still was the repercussions of that shortage because it takes longer than 3 and 4 days to get enough gasoline to a lot of these gas stations. So some people weren't even able to get any gasoline in their neighborhoods or beyond their neighborhoods, and they're looking for them. And it was kind of like a texting Hunger Games hunt for any kind of gasoline that one could find, especially in the Carolinas. Really, really terrible in the Carolinas. The Colonial Pipeline hit there big time. And again, I know that this was a very big part of the conversation in a chunk of the U.S., many of you listening to me in those areas. Washington, D.C., heading into the weekend, they were like, yeah, we're 85% out of gasoline. And I think the times that I've driven in D.C., honestly, I think they have some of the worst traffic I've ever seen in my life. Even worse in a way than Los Angeles. I mean, maybe it's a toss-up between the two, but if you don't have a lot of gasoline, there's no way you're traveling that way. So the good news of the masks off and people celebrating and having new lanes, so to speak, opening up like live music, eating indoors, doing things they weren't doing before, going to churches instead of having the virtual services. For some, that got spoiled because they didn't have a way to get to where they would normally have gone. And speaking of that, vaccination-wise, 157.5 million vaccinated in the U.S. These are numbers from Johns Hopkins University. So 56.2% of the eligible population, 12 and older. Notice I said 12 and older because now 12 to 15 can be vaccinated, so that's where we start. 47.4% of the total population vaccinated at this point. I mean, does that number shoot up even a little bit more? Time will tell, because there's still a big press to have more people vaccinated, thinking that, okay, as you open, more and more gets opened in our lives, less chance of somebody who's not vaccinated coming down with COVID-19, particularly if they have any kind of underlying condition. And maybe it's an underlying condition that they don't even realize they have. So the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, was the star of the Sunday Swirl. She was on every Sunday morning show. I mean, she's the nation's top public health official besides Anthony Fauci, and she had to defend, in many cases, why the abrupt reversal on mask recommendations from the CDC. And she said, and I like that she said this, she said, we now have science that's evolved in the last 2 weeks. We have data that shows that it's acceptable, that this hard data is there. And so, sure, you can question it. Sure, there's some merits to doing that. But that's why we had this sweeping reversal. Because remember, first they were saying that Americans wear masks in public still, even if you were vaccinated. And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, no, you don't have to wear the mask. But listen, it's the honor system, and she talked about that. Because how do you know who's been vaccinated and who hasn't been vaccinated? If you're running a restaurant, do you have any idea when people are lined up and waiting for tables if they're vaccinated or not? And of course, the answer is you don't know. What about grocery stores? So far, not a lot of grocery stores have made that shift. I don't know if they have where you are, but I know in all the places I checked in every single quadrant of the U.S., still they were asking people to wear masks. Restaurants, it was kind of a 50-50 thing. And then other businesses, some requiring the masks, some not requiring the masks. I mean, look, Target, Home Depot, CVS, they say they're going to continue to require masks in stores because they're reviewing the CDC guidance and company policies. And if the number of Americans who are vaccinated is still not, 80%, 90% or whatever, it's maybe not enough for some of these companies. So what about the employees who work there? I would think for them, they would want to get vaccinated because they don't know who they're running into, particularly if people are unmasked now where maybe they weren't before. It's a quandary. Welcome to America and policies from the CDC. I'll meet you on the flip side.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, we didn't need a shovel to dig through all the emails. There's a lot of them, but you were kind of all over the board, and I love that, as you kind of ping and pong all over the place. It's not just one thing only that you're hitting on. 24/7, you can hit me up, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Megan in Indianapolis says, Kate, I bet you're the shopper in your family, and have you noticed that food is costing a lot more? Well, Megan, thank you for that. Yes, I am the shopper in the house, mostly. And I have noticed that. In fact, after I got your email, I looked it up to look at what the percentage is for most people. And consumer price inflation in America jumped to 4.2%. So what does that mean? Well, the increase in prices has been building for months during the COVID-19 pandemic, and now it's reflected more in the cost of food. It's wild, isn't it? Because all of a sudden, there's like this opening. Oh, hallelujah. And then you go to the store and you're like, what? Wait a second. I thought it was supposed to be better than this. And why are we getting slammed with these prices on lumber and steel? And oh, if you had a pool, watch out, because the price of, I mean, any kind of pool, the price of putting chlorine in it has jumped big time, those tablets. So the U.S. consumer prices surged, you know, less than 1% last month, but still up. It's the largest monthly jump in more than a decade. And part of the problem is fuel costs. So fuel costs are driving prices higher for packaging and transportation. Problem with drivers. There's not a lot of drivers coming from the West Coast to the East Coast like it used to be. Most of the food being sold, depending on where you are, is coming from the Deep South and the West. So do the math, look at how many miles, look at where it's coming in from, look at crop failures in China, so that is pushing food prices higher too, because Chinese markets are buying record amounts of grain, I talked about this last week, to make up for their shortfall. It's a tight labor market, and it's a huge issue. I mean, a really huge issue. And I think that we're still going to see that go up and up and up and up and up. So what does that mean? It means we're going to talk with Brian Misch at the tail end of the hour. It means to me, I think that people are going to be maybe looking for those sales and coupons and everything else they can sign up for, and which also means that grocery stores are going to hawk that. You know, that little flyer that you get in the mail that you throw away? Oh, yeah, it says however much for a dozen, this or that. You might be reading it because they may stick actual physical coupons in there to try to get people into the store instead of the app that they have, or do some other something else related to sales, and that would not be shocking. You see it all the time already anyway. So, yes, Megan, food is definitely shot up. All right, how about this one from Jack, who says, Kate, wow, so sad. I've been listening to you talk about what's going on in Israel and then the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians, and it just seems like the worst we've seen in a very long time. And you said it. You gave out the numbers, et cetera. And all this turmoil that's happening, it's awful to see that because so many kids are getting caught up in it, and that's the thing I think that is most depressing of all. So, of course, Israel is going full force, and Hamas is going more at Israel. Yeah, exactly. You know, Sunday, 42 people, including 10 kids, killed. Rocket attacks on Israeli towns. So now there's been a big call for urgency to step in. And the U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, put out something on Twitter. I happen to see this on Twitter. He said all parties need to de-escalate tensions. The violence must end immediately. He spoke with Egypt's foreign minister about ongoing violence in Israel, Gaza, and the occupied West Bank. There was a meeting over the weekend, in fact, it was Sunday, of the UN Security Council. The U.S. is saying to Israel, the Palestinians, and others that, hey, we're ready to offer support if you are seeking a ceasefire, but it doesn't seem like there's any ceasefire that's hanging around anytime soon. It's really awful, the death toll and children on both sides of this. Palestinians are saying 197 people, but 58 children, 34 women have been killed. So it doesn't look like anything is slowing down in that sense. So thanks for that question. And you're right. Yeah, just no peace in sight. I mean, what can I say? No peace in sight. How do you de-escalate that? It's the divvying up of and the hard core feelings of whose property is it? Let's face it. We say it's ours. You say it's yours. And that's it. And yeah, we have peace here and there. We talk about it, but never fully full on does it exist. Never, ever. Not in my lifetime. Never fully. Mm-mm. All right, let's go to another one. This one is Harry, who is listening to us in West Virginia. Big shout out to my fellow Mountaineers. I think, Kate, you said you had some family members who are Mountaineers. Yeah, a cousin, two cousins that were Mountaineers. And I used to occasionally go to West Virginia to see a game or two when I was going to school in Ohio. So he goes on to say, looking at what is now happening with the world coming to its senses and more people being able to freely go out and feel like they can exist without a mask or don't have to go through the ramifications of mask on, mask off. Do you see, Kate, more concerts opening up, you know, in the near future? I see it happening right now. Are you kidding? You know, I like those little blues concerts, a jazz concert, you know, go into a club somewhere and some guy's, you know, riffing away on an acoustic guitar. So that's happening, I think, in lots and lots of places. But also, yes, scheduled concerts are absolutely, you know, out there. I mean, if you just put in your Google machine or whatever search engine, right, concerts in my area or concerts in big cities near you or whatever, and I guarantee you will get hit with a ton of them because performers are ready to perform, and now that they can, you know, Katie bar the door, so to speak, because they want to be out there and they want to be at concerts, and I don't blame them. I missed live music. One of the things I missed the most, in fact, was live music. I am a big fan. To me, there's nothing like kicking back and listening to some good musician, whether they're super well-known or it's just the local band or someone starting out, but they have that gift. I like it. Absolutely. So let's move to another one. In fact, I'm looking at what big concert am I going to? I mean, I'm going to local things. There's a big blues festival. I'll definitely go to that. But I know where the Watering Hole stuff is, but I'm looking at what's the big concert I want to go to. Let's see here. I got this one from Joseph Kate. I'm from Cuomo land, and every time I talk to my mother on the phone, I'm so sick of hearing about Andrew Cuomo and what's going on with Andrew Cuomo. She was such a big fan of his, even though she's a Republican, she voted for him, and now she's sort of lamenting what's happening with the sexual harassment, the low numbers as far as the deaths, and the older people with COVID-19, and some other things that are being talked about. When does the Cuomo ship sail out of the governor's office? You know, it's interesting because four women who've accused the governor of sexual harassment have gotten subpoenas to testify under oath, and I pretty much think that's an indication that they're absolutely investigating his behavior, and it's in that final phase, critical phase, whatever you want to call it. When you issue subpoenas, you're serious about this. Obviously, you're beyond the initial fact finding, and now lawyers are more heavily involved, and that's of course a big deal. So there's going to be a wide net that will be cast in the issuing of subpoenas to all kinds of, I'm sure, staff members. They're going to be looking for emails, which is typically what you would do, and in some cases, they're going to go back to like 2013 or so. And he keeps denying any wrongdoing. And every single week, he keeps saying that. I think then he makes the comment that making someone feel uncomfortable was not harassment. He said that last week. So he's getting too deep into the weeds with it, too, and it just makes you wonder. But they have to have a case. They have to go through, if he's not resigning, they have to go through what you would go through to impeach, unseat, whatever, a governor. Coming up, mic drop.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A wildfire in western Los Angeles County has led to evacuations and an arson investigation. The Palisades Fire is burning approximately 20 miles west of downtown L.A. in Topanga State Park. The fire was 0% contained as of Sunday afternoon. About 1,000 people have been evacuated from their homes from the area as a result of the blaze. The LA County Fire Department says it has about 300 firefighters working to contain the blaze. and the CDC says that mask wearing and social distancing should continue in the nation's schools, at least until the end of this school year. That guidance coming days after the agency adjusted its guidance for fully vaccinated adults, saying they don't need to wear masks indoors any longer, except for in crowded areas. The CDC says the reasoning behind keeping the school's guidance in place is that most school-age children are not vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine was only recently approved for use in children ages 12 to 15. This is USA Radio News. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the ongoing violence between Israel and Hamas. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said that the body was actively pushing both sides for an immediate ceasefire. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he also hopes the conflict will end soon. However, he tells CBS's Face the Nation that Israel will do whatever it takes to restore order and weaken Hamas's military capabilities.
Well, we hope that it doesn't continue very long, but we were attacked by Hamas on our national day, Jerusalem Day. Attacks, unprovoked attacks on Jerusalem, and then thousands of rockets and missiles on our cities. And I think any country has to defend itself and has a natural right of self-defense. We'll do whatever it takes to restore order and quiet and the security of our people and deterrence. We're trying to degrade Hamas's terrorist abilities and to degrade their will to do this again. So it'll take some time. I hope it won't take long, but it's not immediate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
With blood red eyes have been popping up all over Washington, D.C. Now, I'm not talking about politicians before you get all excited. I'm talking about these brood X cicadas. They do. They have these stunning blood red eyes. They've come out of their shell in D.C. after 17 years of hibernation. They push out of their casings in the ground. They looked a little pale with yellow wings before their skeletons hardened and turned brown, and they fly off in droves to mate. And you can hear that deafening buzz if you've ever heard a cicada. But again, the difference is the blood red eyes. Now, they've been seen in other places. I mean, there's other places in the United States they're going to get hit with cicadas this summer. There's no doubt about that. But this is a different kind of cicada. Oh, that buzzing, that buzz sound that they make. Oh, when trillions of them are all over. And in Washington or New York, I mean, that's where you really can feel that buzz. I've heard that buzz. And I've seen what it's like when they smash into things and then they die. It's very, very strange. So to me, if I'm in D.C. and I have to... easy for me to say. See, already the cicadas are getting to me. And if I have to, that's what you get when you don't have your cough button on. And if I have to navigate these red-eyed creatures on top of everything else that you have to navigate in D.C., I just said about at the top of the show about gas and about gasoline being pretty much out in D.C., how tough it was to find a gas station. Can you imagine dealing with that? So to me, without a doubt, on top of everything else, adding insult to injury, to have some yellow-winged brown creature with huge red eyes buzzing about and slamming into me, that would be the ultimate insult, and is definitely the mic drop moment. Yes, 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 yes. And if you miss them this time around, by the way, the Brood 2 generation, according to the U.S. Forest Service, will come back again in a very big way in 2030. Yeah. And these cicadas, by the way, aren't the only ones that are out there. Trillions of them are going to emerge in other parts of the United States, but a lot of them in D.C., in New Jersey, Georgia, New York, they're going to get them. And it's been 2 decades, so you haven't heard that cicada noise, but I think we're all going to enjoy the noise of the cicada. If you want to see something really intense, look them up and look at what they look like. And this is a whole mating dance. So it's about trying to woo the other sex. Yeah. And it's the strangest thing. It is the strangest thing. If you're in Michigan, if you're in Ohio, expect the same. Our friends in West Virginia, you're going to expect to see the same thing, too. Ooh. Yeah. I was pretty freaked when I heard about that. You know, I always say this, and I don't know if I mean it, but maybe I do, that I'd rather have an elephant charge at me than some awful bug. Like, I'm not a bug person. Some people are okay with bugs. I'm not a bug person. And these cicadas are pretty potent when they're all together, because, again, it's that noise that they make that is the insanity. That crazy, 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 crazy noise. So I think it was worthy of that mic drop. If you see a red-eyed one up close, please take a picture and send it to me. Send it to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Mm. And then there's the mea culpa of trainer Bob Baffert. You know who he is. It's the silver fox hair and the purplish glasses that he wears. And he set a record with Medina Spirit winning the Kentucky Derby to give him yet another Derby win. He said, "I am truly sorry." He issued an apology for the handling of Medina Spirit. So this happened before Saturday's Preakness race, where he said, this was the handling of the positive drug test. He apologized for the way he handled it. You know, his horse tested positive for 21 picograms, they call it, of the substance that was banned, at least before this race, at the Derby. And he said the horse had never been treated with it before. And then 2 days later, he said he had been treated with something else, some other ointment that has an ingredient that's similar to that's got part of that banned substance in it to treat dermatitis on his hind end. So it didn't matter in the Preakness, because Ron Bauer won the Preakness. Medina Spirit finished third in that race, and there's still the question about the Derby. What's going to happen with the Derby? So now he's saying he released a 6-paragraph statement saying he had such a wonderful experience and it was such a gut punch and he was trying to be accommodating and transparent with the media and it was an emotional press conference and he's devoted his life to the great sport. I owe it to those who make it possible. And he didn't want to be a distraction, so he stayed home in California instead of traveling to Pimlico Racecourse for the Preakness, and instead an assistant was in charge of the horses during the week, and he said he didn't try to game or cheat the system, and it just was going on and on and on and on and on and on about it. In fact, so much was made about Bob Baffert that he was actually a character in a skit on Saturday Night Live. Now, for somebody, even though he's a famous horse trainer, for someone like Bob Baffert to make a, you know, a parody, for his name to be parodied, it was in the news segment, and somebody imitate him, it shows you how big that story was, because it's the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that's the thing. It's the Kentucky Derby, and when you're accused of a doping horse, you know, doping a horse or having an illegal substance, of course, that's the reaction that you're going to get. That's it. And I always say that, like I said at the top, the biggest things that we talk about in the nation are what we talk about here on the show. And we talked a lot about Liz Cheney losing her leadership position last week, and what did it mean for the Republican Party and the colonial pipeline and cyber attacks and moving forward, all of that. And I still think there's much more to come in the Cheney story, meaning Republicans and what happens in the midterm elections and shoring up all the distractions and all the nonsense. And what does that look like and how does that happen? And there's still more to go with the gas shortages that have plagued the East Coast. It's easing up a little bit, but there's still pumps that are dry in some areas, like I mentioned. So that's the other thing that is absolutely part of the dialogue, and how much food is costing and what's happening with the amount of cases and how the cases have dropped and how huge that is, because forever and a day we were talking about cases and then how many people had died. So confusion over masks, confusion perhaps for some over the vaccine, and for others, woohoo, I mean, game on. I think that's what's the underlying thing here. And how can you enforce whether or not somebody has had a vaccine? You can't ask for them to see the card. So I believe that stores or restaurants or hotels or anybody who has a struggle with it, they're going to just have a mask policy where in areas where people are gathered together that you have to wear a mask, but not outside. That's what I'm assuming is probably going to happen for some of the places who have been pretty much mostly closed other than curbside, or mostly closed other than a handful of rooms. It just depends on where we're talking about, what part of the country, and how they're dealing with that, how they're deciding on what to do. And hey, for some of you, are you thinking about tax day? Because yes, there was a push on tax day. So tax day became not in April, but was bounced to Monday, May 17th. There are others where it's in June. But celebrating tax day, or making you feel better about tax day, usually there's some kind of giveaways. So I guess if you go to Applebee's, you can get a $5 Tipsy Shark and Strawberry Daiquirita. That's what they call it, a Daiquirita. What, to drown your sorrows? I don't know. I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure about that. And then Coors Seltzer. They say they're going to write off your purchase of a 12-pack through a rebate when you upload your receipt on tax day. So I guess the rebate amount there would probably vary on depending on where you bought it. All right, so there's some things you can save. Speaking of saving money, a quick conversation coming up with Brian Misch on exactly that, bargains and deals and whatnot. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Title of this book, Bargains, Budgets, Discount, and Deals, Eking Out in Brutal Times, A Saver's Almanac. Sounds good to me. Brian Misch is in our virtual green room. Hey, Brian.
Hi.
What was the road that led you to writing this book? Because you know how to save, right? You know how to get it done on the cheap. And now more than ever, people are looking for deals. So tell us more about the book.
Well, about 10 years ago, I wrote a short article about saving, and then when I had time on my hands, I used like two or so dictionaries, and every word I came up with that had to do with saving or finance, I did some free writing, and then I edited it.
And in the book, you talk about things like amateur sports or entertainment, and you talk about going to amusement parks, and you say you can save money at amusement parks in a couple of different ways. How can you do that?
Well, you could go online. You could call the company. You could, if you have a bunch of people, like 10 or more people, sometimes you get like a bulk rate on the tickets.
Yeah, so that's a good thing to do, because if you get the bulk rate, you're right. I think I certainly over the years have done that, and that makes a big difference. You get a group discount when you come by busload. You talk about that, and you check for web-only deals, because web-only deals are big in a lot of areas, right?
Yes.
All right, so you go on and you see if you can find that. What's the biggest surprise to you in discounts and deals? What was something that happened that you didn't realize was a big discount?
If you're in the, I'm not in the entertainment industry, but if someone could set up their own website and they're like a musician or entertainer, they could get, they might not make a lot of money doing it, but they'd vastly increase their fan base.
Absolutely. So, and now we live in a world where by doing that, by doing Zooms, by going on YouTube, by creating it yourself, you can create a bigger audience and it doesn't cost you anything, where before you would have to try to figure out a way to become more visible and you didn't have those options. Another thing that you talk about that's interesting is going into restaurants a la carte, because it's true. It's usually cheaper to order off a menu with several courses for one price than a la carte, where every item has a separate price. But a lot of high-end steakhouses and other places, they do it a la carte, so that's where they get you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's correct.
Yeah. It's interesting. So when you look at, like we just mentioned, the title of the book, Bargains, Budgets, Discounts and Deals, Eking Out in Brutal Times. It's important to know that budget, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's a big key that gets lost with a lot of people, is they don't really have a budget and they spend and they don't realize when they're spending what what they could have saved if they had had a budget. Because you say, you know, here's something that's interesting. You say, if you're poor or deeply in debt, you should never feel an obligation to donate. This comes from your book, money or anything else of value to non-debtors, no matter how much they hound you. Because that's true. You get hounded and almost embarrassed sometimes.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford it, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
Well, I have seven rules. I wrote like three versions, but seven rules I try to abide by. If you can live without it, do without it. Try to think of a cheaper alternative. Spend money on genuine needs, not wants. Set aside a little money each week. Learn to say no. Avoid premium, deluxe, or luxe, and small sacrifices can lead to big rewards over time.
That's right. Small sacrifices and that savings comes in handy then. Bargains, Budgets, Discounts, Deals, Eking Out in Brutal Times, The Saver's Almanac, Brian Mish. You can get it on Amazon. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
Oh, yeah, I have that poem if you want me to recite it. I condensed it.
You know what? Go ahead.
All right. It's entitled, I Love Money, I Hate Money. I love money for what it can buy. I hate money for the homeless man nigh. I love money for the good it can do. I hate money for the rich, greedy few. I love money when the turkey I carve. I hate money for the millions who starve. I love money when the bonus I get. I hate money when I go into debt. I love money when I have a green lawn. I hate money when everything's gone.
Boy, that's true. Brian, thank you. Thanks.
You're welcome.
So I said this earlier before we were talking to Brian about one thing to look for. This is actually always a really good tip, is if it's a special day. I mean, especially all these restaurants are trying to get you to come in. And now there is $1 here, $2 there, $5 here, buy an entree, get another entree. And so the great example is tax day is on Monday, May 17th. There are places where you can get, you know, deals, where you can get a large pizza and you get free mini churros at Mountain Mike's Pizza. Some of you go to Grimaldi's and you can get a 16-inch cheese pizza for $10.40. Get it? You're $10.40. I think that's pretty clever, doing the $10.40 thing. There are others that are kind of doing that same thing where they're using $10.40. For example, like at the Kona Grill, you can get two house skinny or watermelon margaritas for $10.40, right? So it's $10.40, not $10.50, $10.40 on May 17th. I think it's kind of smart, right? Krispy Kreme, you get a free medium coffee and glazed donut. And that's Mondays all the way through May 24th. So look around at those kind of deals if you were thinking of grabbing something for the fam, for yourself, on tax day. Those deals are easy ones. And there are different days, because it seems like there's a day for everything. When you look those up, a lot of times you'll find deals for that. The other thing is when you're for airlines, book your airlines in the middle of the week, not on the weekend, and look for deals there, especially now, because even though more people are starting to travel, there's still deals to get people to want to come back. And the idea of the tickets for music, a lot of times it's buy one ticket, get half off the other one, or if there's some kind of an event, pick up the tickets at the grocery store and then you go to the event and it's a couple of dollars less. We went to a Renaissance festival my husband wanted to go to because he'd never ever been to one. So he's like, hey, why don't you check that out? And he got tickets at a grocery store because he saw that they were selling the tickets and he saved like $6 or $8, I think, on them. And so, you know, it's kind of common sense, but a lot of times, especially now that we've just gone through this pandemic, it's easy to kind of get lazy with that, but hey, a few bucks here, a few bucks there. He's right about that, where it adds up and then you start to see and you throw that in a jar or something and it adds up for something else that you want to do or to save it or whatever. I'm certainly not here to lecture you on money, but when you can find a good deal, take the good deal. If you're in the military, absolutely. There's a lot of places that will give you discounts. Museums, sometimes they let you in for free or they give you a discount on that. If you go to Home Depot, and probably there's a lot of other stores that do this too, you get a 10%, I want to say you get a 10% discount if you are in the military at all, like you were in the military or you currently are actively serving in the military. And that covers that whole taxes thing, and especially if you're getting a lot of items, absolutely worth it. Take advantage of that. It's just being aware of the possibilities and really, really looking around, right? All right, you can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. And a big shout out to Eric Garcia for his help on the technicals. Excellent work, my friend.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.